It's a shift in order from the sort of intuitive conception of how you would design something, because you think evaluation comes last. Okay, how do we do? Let's look back and see what we did. You know, when you're saying, wait a minute, like evaluation in a sense comes first, or at least knowing what you're going to evaluate should come right at the outset and not at the end.
Right, and you know, maybe evaluation is a word that gets in people's way, because people usually do think of it as being something at the end and something that's judgmental.
Yeah, and a surprise.
Well, yeah, maybe.
What are they going to look at?
Whereas if you're doing the evaluation, particularly if you do the if you're doing the evaluation for yourself to improve your practice, then you already know what you're going to evaluate yourself on, right? I mean, or you need to, you may intuitively know, and it's actually better to think about it explicitly ahead of time. But I'm also, I mean, there's that kind of self-reflective dimension of it too. But I think there's also another dynamic that can be useful, that can be set up if people as a field or as a group of practitioners say, not only are we going to be evaluating ourselves on if we achieve this one level of change, but we're going to be trying to track and see if we see the second level, then if you know, in a sense, again, it starts to send a message to everyone that everyone is going to be looking at this too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, again, people tend to work towards things that they know are going to be looked at. If it's going to be looked at, then I'm going to do it. Yeah. It's a funny dynamic, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, well, in a sense, it can be a focusing tool instead of a sort of punishing tool.
Right. And that's a great way to frame it as a focusing tool, because I think that that's really what the value of evaluation can be for the field is the ability to be explicit and articulate what it is you're trying to do, and to focus you so that you're doing what you want to do and not worrying about what you aren't intending to do or what you don't want to do. I mean, it definitely can be a way to focus your practice, focus your intervention, focus your thinking on what it is you're trying to achieve.